Sun News Time now, 6:29. Triple team traffic on this Wednesday morning, and already some issues, Andy Farnsworth.
We do. We got had a crash reported on I-215 South Belt going over from Union Park toward I-15. I'm not seeing the crash itself, but just a little bit of slowing. The road is a little wet on 215 South and West Side, so be prepared for that. Of course, the big delay and the big deal right now is the closure of I-80 for a 7-mile stretch between Grantsville and Dugway, the Dugway exits, and all traffic being diverted. It's especially bad. The backups are getting worse for eastbound traffic on I-80, Eric Butler.
I-15 is still looking pretty good right now. Some wet spots here and there, but from Provo to La Pointe, that's 20 minutes, another 20 minutes if you're northbound all the way to downtown. Bankator Highway is starting to fill up a little bit between 3500 South and the 201 Highway, both northbound and southbound, slowing up just a tad over at Parkway Boulevard. Alicia?
Well, we've got two problems in Davis County right now. One's at the north end. This is an accident at the intersection of 650 North and Main Street in Clearfield, right by the Hill Air Force Base, and it is causing some fairly serious delays there. So plan some time if you're taking that entrance into the Hill Air Force Base. And then on I-15 South, if you're continuing through downtown Salt Lake City, you're going to see a crash right before the north interchange in North Salt Lake. Two crashes. One is just before the exit onto I-215 off to the right shoulder. The other one is on the exit ramp that's connecting you to I-215 there, right by the refinery. So those two crashes going to slow you down. Both exit lanes there are backing now through North Salt Lake and even into Woods Cross. So again, plan an extra 10-15 minutes. Wet roads going to be slick. Use some caution. I'm Alicia Smith in the KSL Traffic Center.